Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 In front of you, there is one who loves you. And I mean so. Amen. Turn to your neighbor. Tell him or her you look good. You look good. Amen. Before I start doing it, let me tell you something. Someone somewhere, you have been walking. Hey, it's okay now. It's okay now. It's good anyway. This is the place to be told that we look good. Amen? You think outside there some people want to tell you? No. If they are to tell you, Brother Sam, they have something they are looking for. But here, we are genuine. Tell your neighbor, we are genuine. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good. And all the time. Oh, surely this God is so amazing. So amazing. I love my God. I do. We want to talk today about do unto others the way you would like them do to you. Did you hear that? You do to others the way you would like them do unto you. Praise the Lord. Before I start, may I give this story and then we can continue. A preacher man was just walking. Every single minute he passes a place of a window. We are together, are we? I want us to be together. Amen. Because it's good, it's in order. The preacher man is just passing somewhere. And he meets a baked cake. He eats and takes some water and he's refreshed and he continues. Every single day he made it a routine. The baker or this old mama, okay, when he was passing there after eating, he said, "Thank you, God, for giving me this cake. And some water. Thank you, God, every single day. Then this woman just started thinking. This guy always talk of his Jesus. He doesn't know I'm the one who bakes the cake. Instead of saying thank you to me, he gives thanks to Jesus. I'll teach him a lesson. One day he baked that cake and put poison. And say, yeah, now I'll teach him a lesson. He better know it's not Jesus, but me. The guy just came, he baked and everything was okay. But before he took it outside for the preacher man to come and eat, just start thinking, what am I doing? The small voice, you remember? When you're trying to do some stuff there, the small voice comes to you and tells you, Wanjiko, what do you think you are doing? This voice came and told him. I told her, what are you trying to do? He destroyed that cake, the poisoned cake, and trashed it. She baked another cake and put it where the preacher man used to come and pick. The preacher man, this time, he didn't eat. He took that baked bread and some water. On his way, he met the son of this woman. This son was tired. He came from a foreign land. He's so tired. He's like, I can die anytime. Then he saw the preacher man. The preacher man just looked at him and said, you look weak. You look weary. You look, and that's the two. Would you mind to have this cake of mine? Eat this cake. It will rekindle your spirit. You'll be okay. You'll have strength to go home. Have it. The son just grabbed the cake and started eating. Take some water, and he was refreshed and started walking to the house now. The time when he reached the house, he said, hey, mama, I'm strong. Oh, my God, I don't know how they could have made it. Why not for the preacher who gave me a cake and I ate and some water? Said, which preacher? The preacher, he was dressed this way and that way and that way. The lady started crying. Son, you could be dead right now. Why? And she started narrating the story. Do unto others the way you like them do unto you. The woman could have lost the son by doing mischiefs. Amen. Hallelujah. We are going somewhere, brother. Do to others. Tell your neighbor. Just look at his eyes or her eyes, the new year. Tell him or her. Do unto others. Hey, are we talking? Pastor Julius, Pastor Chi. Are you telling your wife? Yeah, no, tell your wife. Tell your wife there. Oh, okay, thank you. Do to others the way you'd like them do unto you. Amen. Okay, my preaching is coming from Luke 6:26. Are you there? Luke 6:26. Woe to you when all people speak well of you, because this is the way their ancestors used to treat the false prophets. Continue. But I say to you who listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. Uh-huh. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Uh-huh. If anyone hits you on the cheek, offer the other also. And if anyone takes away your coat, don't hold back your shirt either. Continue. Give to everything you ask from you, and from one who takes away your things, don't ask for them back. Uh-huh. Just as you want others to do for you, do the same for them. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Let's go straight to the book of Esther. Esther 6. Remember. If you forget everything that I will say today, remember one thing. Do unto others the way you'd like them do unto you. Esther 6. Let's go to this story, and you like it or hate it. Esther 6. And I have my Bible somewhere. Okay. Someone somewhere who would like reading for me. I know. Where is she? Sister Purity, where is she? I like it. Sister Purity, let's preach this with you anyway. I like it, preaching with you anyway. And you'll excuse me. Esther 6, 1 to 11.
That night, the king could not sleep, so he ordered the book of the Chronicles, the record of his reign, to be brought in and read to him. It was found recorded there that Mordecai had exposed Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's officers who guarded the doorway, who had conspired to assassinate King Xerxes. What honor and recognition has Mordecai received for this? The king asked. Nothing has been done for him, his attendants answered. The king said, who is in the court? Now Haman had just entered the outer court of the palace to speak to the king about impaling Mordecai on the pole he had set up for him.
Let's first of all stop there. Rush back, please. Esther 5:9. Let's get the story. How it came to be. Five. Thank you, my dear. 5:9. Okay. Let's stop there. Thank you, my dear. Well, I wish you can read the book of Esther. It is so encouraging. You feel good when you are reading it. It's a good, good story. It's a real story. You know, at times we read James Hadley Chase, or those books. We used to read those during those times, fictions or whatever. But these are true story. You see the man Mordecai, and we see Haman. The problem with Haman is pride, because he would like to be, you know, Mordecai is a Jew, remember. He's in the land of captivity. And he's used to bow before God only. The problem now here is he's a gatekeeper, and the gatekeeper, the others other than Mordecai, the others other than the Jews, they've used to bow before Haman. Haman is coming from the king's house. He passes at the gate, and they salute, and they bow, and they do all kind of stuff. But Mordecai, a God-fearer. Mordecai a Jew. Tell your neighbor, our brother Mordecai. He was a Jew. And you are Jew, aren't you? Now you're starting telling me, look at this guy. He's trying to bring us some stories. Yes, you are. Because your brother, your elder brother is who? Is a Jew. Who is your elder brother? Jesus Christ is a Jew. Why not? We are being reconnected. We belong to that kingdom now. Amen. Now, Mordecai is here knowing for sure me. I cannot bow before nobody else. And these Haman didn't like it. You see, every single day he's passing there. Every single day he's passing there. Mordecai, not even one day that you'll bow. Yes, because you're not my God. Though I'm in a land of in a fallen land, I can't bow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are just like Mordecai, though we are not in the land of captivity. We are just like that because we are foreigners. Amen. But I thank God that we'll keep ours. Tell your neighbor, I'll keep mine. Though in a fallen land. So the problem came from Mordecai not bowing before Haman. And now, if you can read that, if you are following our sister there, it reached a time whereby this guy now wants Mordecai to be eliminated. No more. I don't like this stuff. He's not giving me that respect. Remember, do unto others the way you like them do to you. Amen. You come to the end of it and you like it. Praise the Lord. So, the Bible says, Haman went and built a garu. It was what? 30 feet, something like that. 30 meters, kind of. A tall thing. Amen. Meant for this guy to be hanged there. Look now. We have gone up to 5. Esther 5. That night. Say that night. King Ahasuerus didn't sleep. Haman is on the other side preparing. Fixing everything. This garo tall. Yeah. Put that nail there. Fix it good. I want him when he's up there. He won't come down. He's talking of who? Mordecai, our brother. The wife? Okay. Can we get where he got in this plan from? 10? 5, 10? My sister, purity? 9? Okay. 5? Yeah. Okay. That's like concluding everything. Okay now. The wife, he consulted. You know, after leaving the palace, Haman went and consulted the wife. Now, please, Queen Esther, I wish you read it all. Queen Esther, she's just giving favor. Everywhere, favor. But I can't stand this. This man, so-called Mordecai, I can't. The time I see him, I feel like throwing up. He cannot even give me Heshima. He cannot. What do I do? The wife is the one that came with that idea. Put that garo and he'll come. Now, the king can't get sleep. Amen. He can't get sleep and he asked for the book. Can I get the book of remembrance? He was given the book of remembrance and he started perusing. Page after page. Page after page, he reached a place and he saw someone who gave the secret that the king was almost to be killed, but Mordecai gave that secret and the king wasn't killed. The king asked, what did that guy get? What did Mordecai get? The official said he got nothing. And there he called Haman. Guess who was called? Haman, the enemy of the Israelites. He came. And he was told, okay now, Haman, here is the deal. I want to exhort someone somewhere. But tell me, and be sincere, what do I do? Okay. He found that he was the only one in the whole country who can be honored by the king. Who else? Who else? Me. I. It's only me. And now he said, okay, what you do? You king, live forever. What you do, look for the royal garment. Put daughter unto this person. Look for the horse, number one. Number one, the horse that carries the present, number one. Bring it, let this guy ride on it. And let someone somewhere be pulling or be leading this horse and be saying, be shouting, this is the way the king honor, like honoring the ones that he wanna honor. Amen. Praise the Lord. Are you there? Are we together, brethren? Where? If you continue that, if you continue giving me that face, you'll stand up and you'll do some exercises because I'm here and I know I have the authority to do that. How about that? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, if you can finish the whole story there, it was wonderful. And may I tell you, you are the Mordecai of today. Don't think of Mordecai who's dead and buried outside there. People are just doing the same thing they were doing to Mordecai. Praise the Lord. I thank God that eventually it's Haman. Listen good. It's Haman who did the donkey job. It's Haman who pulled. He was told, okay, what you have said, it is good. Go and do that to Mordecai. Go and do, Haman, exactly what you have told me. Go and do it to Mordecai. After doing all this, he took back the report to his wife. And his wife told him, now, if that is the way it has started, and the guy is a Jew, tell your neighbor, the guy was a Jew. Amen. And the guy is a Jew. Wait for other stuff coming. Stuff are coming now. And surely now, we reached a place whereby Mordecai now, Esther is revealing why he called the king Ahasuerus and Haman. Let's go to 7. Esther 7, 1 to 10. Sister Purity, please. Esther 7, 1 to 10, please.
And the king said again unto Esther on the second day at the banquet of wine, what is thy petition, Queen Esther, and it shall be granted thee? And what is thy request, and it shall be performed, even to the half of the kingdom? Then Esther the queen answered and said, if I have found favor in thy sight, O king, and if it please the king, let my life be given me at my petition, and my people at my request. For we are sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be slain, and to perish. But if we had been sold for bond men and bond women, I had held my tongue, although the enemy could not countervail the king's damage. Then the king Ahasuerus answered and said unto Esther the queen, who is he and where is he that dost presume in his heart to...
I wish now you'd listen good what she's reading, because it is sweet now.
And Esther said, the adversary... And Esther said, the adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman. Then Haman was afraid before the king and the queen. And the king, arising from the banquet of wine in his wrath, went into the palace garden. And Haman stood up to make request for his life to Esther the queen. For he saw that there was evil determined against him by the king. Then the king returned out of the palace garden into the palace of the banquet of wine, and Haman was fallen upon the bed where Esther was. Then said the king, will he force the queen also before me in the house? As the word went out of the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face. And Habonah, one of the chamberlains, said before the king, behold also the gallows 50 cubits high, which Haman had made for Mordecai, who had spoken good for the king, standeth in the house of Haman. Then the king said, hang him thereon. So they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then was the king's wrath pacified.
Amen. Amen. Did you hear that? Did you hear it? What Haman had intended for Mordecai turned to him. He was hanged at the 50 cubic. Cubic we call like it's maybe like meter, 1 meter. So he's talking of 50 meters up there. I thank God. Praise the Lord. I thank God because Mordecai was given all what pertained Haman. Later on, if you can read the book of Esther, everything that meant for Haman was given back to Mordecai. You see what? Misfortunes, they say, never come singly. You see now, Haman is trying to plead with the queen. And now the king is he's angry and now he doesn't want nothing now. He wants to walk out and, you know, have fresh air outside there. Look what is happening. Haman is going to plead now to the queen and kneeling before her. She's in a court. Remember the queen now. Please, please, beg your husband because I know this will result no good. Please. And now, just pleading, the king comes. Guess what? Guess what the king is thinking? Hiya. Even in my palace, this guy wants some stuff, eh? This one, what are you trying to do here now? You want to have her by force? That's the Bible, not me. You want to have her by force? Get him out. Go and kill him. Praise the Lord. Our enemies, tell your neighbor, our enemies will suffer a lot. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's how everything will work. Do unto others the way you like them do unto you. A simple example. There was this guy. Okay. I heard Joe Austin talking about his family. And now he said that one day there was this black officer, chief of police in Houston. And his mother and his daddy said, okay, we are going to see him being sworn in. Joe Austin asked his father, excuse me, has he called you? Has he invited you? No. But we are just going to show that we are with him and we love him. He went there, they went there, and they came back. Later on, the guy from chief, he became a mayor of Houston, a black guy, remember. But the family connected and they became friends. Now, a day came for them to buy the stadium, the one they have today. Guess where they go? He goes. He contacted the black mayor and told him, hey, we need this stuff. How do you see it? He said, go ahead and do it. Do into others. You know, in the first place, he could have said, after all, we are not invited. Secondly, he's not a man of our color. Thirdly, why we are people, we are up there. But they decided to go, and finally, today, they have the stadium. Praise the Lord. Do unto others the way you like them to do. Amen? To you, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you know where we are getting fights every single minute? It's I and me. It can't be done by anybody else. I'm the only preacher of today. Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. God is not a respecter of persons. Get me right. He can use a toddler like that one. He can use, he used a donkey, didn't he? Because it was his creation. And later on, it continued with his its choruses, hee-haw, hee-haw, because the mission or the message has been passed. Have you ever thought of what happened? It was the time of Balak and Balaam. And Balak was a king of that land. And now he was the Israelites being cast. Now Balaam with his donkey is whipping the donkey. Let's go. Let's go. Wherever Balaam wants to cast the Israelites, he was blessing them. Hallelujah. Is that not ours? Whenever the enemy tries to cast us, he will be blessing us. Praise the Lord. So it reached a time whereby, after hitting it hard, the donkey said, why are you hitting me? Have I not been obeying you every single minute? Because the donkey could have seen the angel in front of them with a sword ready to strike, but Balaam didn't. Praise the Lord. May I say, do unto others the way you like them do unto you. Anybody, my God, the messages can be passed by anything, even a tree. I remember I was reading this book from John Cherry, something like that. Anyway, don't mind about it. And he was saying this. He went into a forest somewhere in Kenya. This John was praying. Oh, God, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me. And then a drunkard, I said a drunkard. And I know now you're almost stoning me if I happen to mention a drunkard. A drunkard happened to pass there, and you know them. Here, you can't yell, but there, they do it good. I don't know whether they do it in your country. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. You know, they sing all kind of song, telling others how rich they are. You know them better. This guy now, he was not singing about his properties. He was just walking. That message, you know, in that Greek word, Mahoya maku ne maigueto. That is the Greek word. I wish someone would interpret. Mahoya maku ne maigueto. That is what you have been praying has been answered. Who is saying that? A drunkard. Can God use a drunkard? I don't know. We shall ask him the time we get to heaven how it was going on. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I mean, God can use anything. Praise the Lord. Let's try to, instead of criticizing, let's try to compliment. Hiya. Yes. Hey, here is the problem today. Do unto others the way you like them do to you. Amen. I have seen many places and I have seen many people. Instead, they try to bring down. Whatever. However. Down. Down. Let's change it. This year, brethren, let's change it. Tell your neighbor, I want to change. This year, I want to change. Give compliment. Like now, if I see like Pastor Julius, I call him doctor. Hey, 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 hey. It's me, not you. Get me right. With my eyes. I'm not even wearing specs like him. With my eyes. I'm telling him, doctor. Why? Compliment. But you know where the problem is? We start criticizing. Doctor. He was called doctor. And you try to see the methodologies and the liking of a doctor, how he looks like. Doctor should be having one eye, I don't know, two, and this and that and that and that. Finally, he's not. You look smart, but the tie. You look good, but the shoes. You look good, but the hair. Compliments. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor it's a matter of compliments. Amen. That's where we are different from the world. The world don't, they just tell you exactly what is happening. Praise the Lord. If they see something good, they tell you. With us, we are Christians. We are holier than thou. God forbid. Can you hear me? Holier than thou. If I say to a lady, I wish Mama Njoki is here. She likes, you know, she's good in that. She likes complimenting. I like to go and tell her I said it. Praise the Lord. And I'm not fearing. Amen. Praise the Lord. You see, you tell someone, let me tell you, especially our sisters, the time you come from the house, maybe you didn't get someone even to tell you, that shoe is good. Praise the Lord. You don't know what you make my sister. Amen. That hair is good. Give it out. Praise the Lord. Give that smile. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give that smile. Give. Let's continue giving compliments to our brethren. Look at it. Married guys, I know you don't want me to say this, but I'll say it anyhow. And if you want to crucify me, I'm not the first one. There is this one who was crucified. Here is an example. A mama took her time making food. And then this guy came all the way from outside there. I need some food. And he was given food, he first bite. He said, it's salty. Very, very salty. I thank God there was a neighbor who was passing by. And then he came. He said, I know you have seen that, but anyway, let me just say it. And now, the lady is here. Let me use this one. They want to crucify. And even if you crucify, I'll crucify you when you be preaching next time. There are two here. Mama cooked a very good dish whereby she knows that the Muzea here. Muzea is the old man like you. He's saying he likes the food, this kind of food. Now, the guy just one zip. One bite. It's salty. Then another one came. The neighbor came. Mama, you so and so, get this food. Eat this food. Just try to taste it and tell me, is it salty or not salty? Please, just tell us, because Muse is bringing problem now. I've been cooking for her all this time, and now it is salty. Nothing good can come out of me nowadays. This old man here, not you. Now, the guy here, the visitor now, is eating. He asked him, what did you say? It's not salty. Okay, what did you say? It's salty. The guy ate the whole food. Finally, he's asked, what is it? How did you feel it? You guys, you are just pride. You are proud for nothing. It's because you have a lot of food. That's why you keep on saying, it is salty, it's not salty, it's salty, it's not salty. Why don't we appreciate that food? That mama took her time cooking that food and bringing it, not to anybody else, to this man. Praise the Lord. Do you like it, that mama? I did it good? Amen. Praise the Lord. Next time, praise the Lord. Next time, you better be careful. Amen. Hallelujah. Do to others the way you like them do to you. I'm jumping, but I will reach somewhere. Amen. I'm walking, even myself, a preacher of the day. I'm walking in a bathroom, and I found a very good watch. A good watch in a bathroom. Said, oh boy, God can hear me. God is good. Just like you and me. Yeah, it is happening. I took the watch home, just cleaned it. Then a small voice came to me and told me, do unto others the way you like them do unto you. This watch, Francis, this is not your watch? Is this your watch? Oh, yeah, but it looks beautiful. Yeah, it's good. If I wear it, I can be wearing not on my working place. Yeah, it's good for my working place. The voice told me, this is not your watch. Brethren, I had to return it. Why? How could I? Could I have liked someone to get my watch and get away with it? Or someone to bring it back? I'm not driving any point. Did you hear it? How could I have liked to be treated? Could I have liked to be treated good or bad? This watch didn't belong to me. And the voice was asking me, Francis, you mean you can't afford the watches? New one? Here it's new. New ones? They say new. New ones. New ones. You mean you can't afford a watch? I had to return it back, and I thank God. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We better appreciate others. Always appreciate others. You see, Jesus with the prostitute. Can you remember the story? They were all gathered here bringing a weakling woman. She was found here. Man, get out of this. Just a woman. Why didn't they bring both of them? The act they were talking about, was it not done by two people? Oh, brother is going out now. I'm talking of Jesus and the prostitute. This lady was dragged to Jesus, and they said, hey, Jesus, you know what? The Mosaic law says, if a woman like this that we meet her on the act, in the real act, we are supposed to stone her to death. What do you say? Jesus is writing on the floor. Writing. He then said, whoever have never sinned, let him throw the first stone. They left one by one, starting from the elderly. Praise the Lord. Why did they not bring the man? Biased. Praise the Lord. They don't want to do what they assume me. They are the one who are caught doing what they were doing. Could they have liked them to be dragged to Jesus? That's what I'm trying to say. Do unto others the way you like them do unto you. And you, brethren, hallelujah, praise the Lord. We better be careful. We better be careful here, especially when it comes to our kids. Do unto others the way you like them do to you. Even your kids. Even your kids. I mean, even your kids. Whatever you say. Like now, this is a good example. Yeah, but I'll tell you because you're good guys. This is, my wife used to call my daughter. What are you behaving? You look stupid. You look a fool. You don't know what is getting into the mind of this daughter. You look a fool. What are you doing? You look like a fool. Then, Mama didn't know that this she was creating some stuff here. She came to me one day. Daddy, do I look like so-and-so? So-and-so, they say he's a fool. She's a street girl. Do I look like her? Mama tells me that I'm a fool every day, that I'm foolish. I can't make it. I'm foolish. Say, my God, what? Come on, gathering now. The assembly of God is here now. We have to assemble. Not in a preacher's house. Excuse me. Gathering here. Bring the Bible. Sister Purity, Matthew 5:22. I'm trying to build something. Whatever you have been trying to tell your kids, suppose you are called that way. Suppose someone happened to call you a fool. Yeah? You like it? Someone called me a fool. Oh, baby. Someone called me a fool. Is that the way you like it? You hit someone good, eh? Yeah. Okay, Sister Purity. If you say, the last one.
Anyone who says to a brother or sister, Raka, is answerable to the court. And anyone who says, you fool, will be in danger of the fire of hell.
Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Can you see there? Fool. And that is the easy coming out. You fool. Can I tell you something? After delinking, because I have to delink that. Quick. Yeah. No jokes aside. You say the fool? No. She's not. Today the kid. In fact, even today, she can write me message, text. Daddy, you remember? Even today, my daughter is remembering. And I told her, no, that's gone. Forget your mama. We go ahead. She's doing her master's. But that thing was in her. So we better be careful. If you don't want someone to call you something, don't call it. Amen? Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, sweet, if we can do unto others the way we will like them do unto you. Yeah, praise the Lord. Let's give life to the brethren. Give life. In this church, we are not many. We are just few. Amen. And we thank God the way we are. Because today, you know the vehicle I'm driving. You know the suits I'm wearing. You know what? You can give life. Praise the Lord. You give life to their brethren. You give them life. Whatever they are doing, encourage them. Tell them they'll make it. We are very good candidates of bringing people down. Oh, Brother Ngidi, that lorry of yours, that one, you wait. You started the business? You know you're not the first. We had guys who started it, they didn't make it. Count yourself to be one. Don't call him or her devil, but refute that. Let it come here and pass the other side. Amen? Don't argue, but before any minute, tell them or tell him, not me. Me, I'm succeeding because I'm the only gide in the whole world. I'm not like Kamau or Njoroge. I don't want to be like him. One day my wife was telling me, anyway, these are some stories. He was telling me, you know what? Some people, they have reached, it was something like a construction. They have reached here. Wangari's house is here. Ours, he has not even reached the rental. I said, hallelujah. Mama, who told you to compare me with Wangari? They call me Babakaro. I'm the only Babakaro, the whole world, the whole universe, the whole mass. So never, ever, 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 ever compare me with anybody else. And I stood to that. And I'm not sorry. Hallelujah. Brother Will, you are the... Betty, let me be sincere. You see this man? He's the most handsome guy in the... Not to me. To you. The whole universe... together with the mass and the sun included. Did you hear that? Not to you. To her. And this lady here. Oh, yeah. Say something to her. Say something. Try to remember. Say something. Amekubebea mtoto na hata hawezi sema kitu. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's try to compliment others. Praise the Lord. Every single day, if I see Sister Caro there, Sister Caro, I like your hair. Sister Caro, I like the way you are bringing Joseph up. Ah, look at you. Every single day, look at... They don't think. Is that a child from someone's house? Is that a child? I'm speaking the truth. Look at it. Michael Jackson. Sorry for quoting him. He's dead. Do you know what was happening? I was not there. I was not born in that house. But I remember, he was saying this. Whenever he walked to his daddy, "Hi, daddy. I hate your nose. Hi, daddy. Today we are doing some practices out there. Go away, you with the big nose." He realized, my God, it means I have a big nose. Long and big. Huh? Who is saying that? Daddy. Big nose. You wait till he got in the kwacha, the dinero, the dollars. First thing, nose. Why? To please the daddy. Why? Because of the words of his mouth. Why? Because he was not treating his son the way he would like to be treated. Are you getting it? Praise the Lord. Are we together? You better be careful. Last but not least, my mother in law, I bring all everything. I bring my family here. My mother in law used to call another, our brother in law. Mother in law, brother in law. Huh? Fina ko we mofoda foda. Every single minute. Go away, you mofoda foda. Mofoda foda is like, go away. You know, he doesn't walk. It's like he's tall. You know, those tall guys, the tall six something. You know the legs, even the, have you seen the basketballers? They are like, are they really know where they are going? Because they are so tall, the legs, they are like, yeah, you know what? And the way they run, it's like, what's happening with this? So this guy is tall. So the mother is saying, go away, you move for the ford. Hiya. Listen and listen good. That move for the ford has followed this guy until now. He's the black sheep of the homestead. The others have, I'm telling you the truth of the matter. The other, the sisters, my God. including my wife. They have excelled good. Good, I mean, they have excelled good. Some are doing masters in that homestead. Sisters. His sisters. They are driving. They have buildings in the city, Nairobi. They are doing well. I mean, they are doing well. This guy is exactly opposite. Opposite. He can't do nothing. He can't get nothing. Thank God he's not a drunkard. He's still a born-again Christian, but he cannot do it. What is that? Mouth. If the mother could be asked, hey, mama, suppose someone happened to call you before day, how do you feel? Be careful, brethren. Be careful, brethren. Let's bring life. Let's bring life. Let's bring life to the brethren. Whatever you see someone looking, give him a compliment or her a compliment. Because maybe he has never gotten anybody telling him that you look good. Brethren, what can you make with your face? You are born that way, aren't you? Who changes faces when he comes to the church? You have like three or five faces. This face one, face two, and face three. You have clothes, I know, that you can take them to your working place. Is that not true? Hiya, Sister Carol. This clothes of yours can be a Sunday best. Forget about you. My suit. Do you think this suit of mine, I'll take it to my working place? Unless I'm cuckoo. Hey, your shoes, the best one, you put them to your working place. No matter, we don't do that. Other than doctor at times he wears the best he's going to the working place. I know that. We don't have different faces the way we have different clothes. So this face of mine is the one you'll meet on Sunday, this one. Clothes might change. Praise the Lord. Now, if you tell me I'm angry, what do you want me to do, Sister Esther? Sister Elizabeth, please, just tell me. Advise me. What do I do with this face? You are calling it angry. Please, tell me. And especially, I'm a man. What do men do? You don't have makeups. And if you see me with the makeup here, doctor, I'm with the makeups here. You say, Maombi, someone wants prayers. Come for gatherings. Pastor Francis needs prayers now. He has some makeups. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's appreciate even others. Let's appreciate the way they are. They are the creation of God. They bear the image, my dear. You bear the image of the Most High God, the way you look like. Hallelujah. Tell her she's beautiful. Tell her, mama, you look good. Praise the Lord. And she'll feel good and say, yes, people can recognize me. Last is not the least. A boy is passing just by. Just passing by. His father is seated down there with the visitors. The boy was well dressed. He passes again. He passes again. These people are not noticing me that I have a new suit. Then the boy crashed the mirror. Bah! To bring their attention. All the attention was, oh, what's happening? And now the boy is like, what's happening? What's happening? The father said, I know the problem here. You guys, you didn't notice him. You didn't tell him he's well-dressed. Now see the havoc he has brought. Praise the Lord. Do unto others the way you like them do unto you. Bring life. And I'm telling you, it will be good. It's a two-way traffic, if not a three-way traffic. Tell your neighbor he looks good. Tell your neighbor he looks good. And from there, you will also feel good. Yes, if you give a compliment, you end up getting a compliment. Are you getting it? If you want someone to be buying you or taking you out for food outside there, take them. Take one first. Praise the Lord. Hey, that one I know you don't like it because you don't want to spend. Spend time with your brother. It's like, would you like your brother to spend time with you? Hey, I know. Would you like, stand up, please stand up. Stand up. I know now you're telling you, preacher, Would you like your sister to take you for breakfast, for supper, for something? Will you? Start it with you. Take him first or her first. Amen? Do you like someone to compliment you? Compliment them first. Amen? And it will come to you. Amen? And don't fake. Hey. Did you hear me? Don't fake it, because like here we know people fake. How do I know they fake? They are talking. Look at it. Look at it here. Hey, look at it. I'm talking to Willie here, and I'm saying, hey, you look good. You look good. And I see doctor around me there. Do you know what they mean? Do you know? You look good. You look good. You look good. Do you know what they mean? I'm faking it. He's not good at all. Let it be genuine. Let it come from us. Let it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Chief, the time you dress good, I say, you're good, bro. You're good, man. You're good. Because I know tomorrow I'll outshine you. I'm kidding. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good all the time. I know from now henceforth, if I look good, I'll allow you to tell me I look good. Hallelujah. Will you, Sister Purity, Ben, I am not asking for any forgiveness. I'll tell your wife she looks good. Hallelujah. That's good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's have that habit of rekindling others, of giving others life. Like he's praying keyboard here. Say, you're the best. You prayed good. Where else do we go? If you don't...
You are the best. You preach good.
Hallelujah. Compliment, 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 compliment. You rekindle others. You make them good. And tomorrow they'll do it better. If you tell them today they are well dressed, tomorrow they dress better than today. Are you hearing me? If you say they are making their hair good, tomorrow they'll do it better. Notice your brother, because outside there, I don't expect anybody. Even they have been telling me, hey, I pass somewhere and say, you look good, but okay, thank you. But because they might be faking it, or they might be saying some stuff. But from the church, tell your neighbor, from the church, I'll get it, because that's the genuine one. Amen. Amen. Just lead us with that number, and then we go before the Lord. Tell God, tell just God to help you to start, you know, appreciating other people, seeing other people, they are even better than you. Yes, they are better than you. You dress good. You are better than me. The vehicle you're driving, it's better than me. Why? Because mine is coming. Praise the Lord. That shirt of yours, where did you buy it? You look good in it. And from there, I'll get it and I go and buy. That's how you go about it. That's how you build your brother. Give life to your brother. Don't ever bring him down. Amen. Bless you. God do you good.
This